I'd like to invite the children to come forward. And Nicholas is going to be my helper this morning. Nicholas, come sit over here. Oh, my. I have two. Thank you for playing along. I have something special here this morning. I got this yesterday. I'm not real good with plants, so maybe you guys can help me out a little bit. So, what's holding the plant in the soil there? The pot, but what's it holding it into the pot? What part of the plant is holding it in the pot? The roots, thank you, there we go. So if I take this pot home and I put it in a closet, will it do okay? No, because it needs things, doesn't it? If I put it out in the bright sun all the time and I don't ever water it or anything, is it going to be okay? No, it needs some help, doesn't it? So what does it need?
Water and sunlight.
Water and sunlight, probably some food from the soil, right? Okay, so you're going to help me take care of this plant, right? So there's a verse that was just read that we're going to read again, a little different version. I'm going to have Nicholas read that.
Okay. Colossians 2, 6 through 7. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so continue to live in him. Keep your roots deepened in him and have your lives built on him. Be strong in the faith, just as you were taught, and always be thankful.
So God wants us to be rooted, just like that plant. He wants us to be rooted in him, right? And draw our nourishment from the Word of God and from the Spirit and from the teachings that we get in church and from our families, our parents maybe, right? So he's reminding us to be rooted in God, rooted in Christ, okay? And I want to give you a couple things so that you can remember that. I have some coloring pages, and you can take a couple if you want. And I have some little trees, because the trees are the reminder that we need to be rooted in Christ. You want a tree? No? That's okay. You don't have to have a tree. I think you want one of these, though. You take one for your sister? You can take one for your sister. Whoop. Thank you.